Imagine finishing a grueling 7-year dental degree here in Australia. You've survived the clinical rotations, the late night studying, the sheer stress of perfecting your craft.
Yeah, it is an intense journey for sure.
Right. And you finally take the leap, you buy or build your own practice, and then reality just completely hits you. You discover that everything you study, the clinical excellence you literally spent a decade mastering, only makes up about like 40% of your actual job.
It's wild. And the other 60%, you are essentially an untrained, exhausted middle manager.
Exactly. You are thrown into this invisible second job that you have zero formal training for.
Right, because you went to school to look after teeth, you know, not to manage payroll disputes or untangle search engine algorithms or navigate complex healthcare marketing regulations.
And that is exactly the mission for today's deep dive. We are unpacking a structural concept designed specifically to rescue Australian dental practices from this trap. It's called the senior management layer.
Which is such a completely different way to approach practice management.
It really is. It bridges that massive gap between your clinical excellence and the day-to-day business operations.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand why this layer is so critical, we first have to look at the trap itself. You, the listener, are trapped in an operational bottleneck, and it's basically eating you alive.
Yeah, and if we look at the mechanics of why this happens, it comes down to a really painful structural flaw in how most practices are built. I mean, as the principal dentist, you are the chief clinician,
Right, or
right?
the primary rainmaker.
Exactly. But because there's no overarching operational structure, you inevitably become the marketing department, the HR manager, the compliance officer, and the IT help desk. You are the ultimate bottleneck.
Which means if you take a week off to recover, the entire business just freezes.
Precisely. Or if you're in surgery all day, nobody is driving the growth strategy. In this traditional model, achieving growth doesn't actually mean you achieve freedom. It just means you work way more hours. It's that classic 5:30 p.m. reality. You've just finished up with your last patient. Your back aches. You really should be heading home to your family. But instead, the clinic is dark and you are sitting in the back office.
Oh, I've seen that exact scenario so many times.
Yeah, and suddenly it's 8:30 p.m. You're trying to draft some Instagram post, you're chasing your bookkeeper for a profit and loss update, and you're staring at your website, realizing it still has your old COVID-era triage policies indexed right on the homepage.
And that evening grind, you know, it leads directly into how the business is actively mismanaged, especially when we look at growth and marketing, because most practices today are just surviving on what we call wallpaper marketing.
Wallpaper marketing. Is that because it just fades into the background and looks like everyone else's?
That is exactly it. You pull up a typical dental website, and it says the exact same thing as every other practice within a 10-kilometer radius.
Like family-friendly care or state-of-the-art technology.
Right, relaxed environment. It reads like a corporate brochure. And there is a mechanical reason for this. The traditional marketing agency that a practice hires is usually a generalist.
Oh, meaning they work with all sorts of businesses.
Yeah, they're writing the exact same generic copy for local plumbers, accountants, and roofers. They do not understand the psychological nuance of a patient sitting at home at 9:00 p.m., absolutely terrified of their first dental visit in 3 years.
Wow, yeah. That specific patient needs deep authoritative reassurance, not just generic corporate wallpaper.
Exactly.
And what's wild is how much practices pay for this wallpaper. I mean, you see clinics just hemorrhaging cash on fragmented vendors.
Right.
You could be spending anywhere from like $6,000 to $15,000 a month.
Easily. It adds up so incredibly
You've
fast.
got an SEO consultant in one corner looking only at your Google ranking, a separate agency handling pay-per-click ads, a social media manager posting generic stock photos of smiling people, and maybe a business consultant billing you by the hour.
And the worst part is none of them are talking to each other. They operate in complete silos. The SEO consultant only cares about traffic. The bookkeeper only looks at historical expenses. The social media manager just wants likes.
Right, nobody is connecting those dots to see if the engine is actually moving the car forward.
Yeah, nobody has the big picture.
It's honestly like buying an orchestra but forgetting to hire a conductor. Your SEO guy is playing the drums, your social media manager is on the flute, and your bookkeeper is just staring at the sheet music, wondering why it sounds terrible.
That is a perfect analogy.
But wait, if a practice is throwing thousands of dollars a month at all these disparate marketing streams, how do they actually know if any of it is working? Like, how are they calculating the real return on investment?
Well, this raises an important question, and the brutally honest answer is they aren't. They really can't.
Wait, really? They just don't know.
Yeah, most practices have absolutely no idea what their actual ROI is because they lack the basic infrastructure to measure it. They don't have baselines. They cannot connect the dots from a specific website visit to a phone call to a booked appointment in their system to the actual revenue that appointment generated.
So they're essentially just throwing money at the wall in the dark, hoping something sticks.
While the principal dentist is way too busy doing root canals to analyze the scattered data, yes.
Okay, so you're bleeding cash on fragmented vendors, you're working until 9 p.m. doing admin, and you have literally no idea what's actually driving revenue. At a certain point, throwing more software at it or hiring another disconnected agency just creates more noise.
It really does. What you actually need isn't another tool. You need an entirely new structural layer to sit on top of all of it.
And that is exactly where this concept of the senior management layer comes in.
Yeah.
But hold on, wait, does this mean the practice has to rip out all the software they already use and start completely over?
Mm-hmm.
Because that sounds like a nightmare.
No, not at all. And understanding why is so crucial. The core systems that are already supporting your clinical day-to-day, whether your practice management system is CareStack, D4W, ExecCT, or your accounting runs on Xero, those stay exactly where they are.
Oh, okay. So they remain the systems of record.
Exactly. You do not have to retrain your front desk staff on how to book a patient or chart a tooth.
So how does this new layer actually interact with them without causing total chaos?
It connects through API integrations, which are essentially secure digital bridges. The senior management layer sits above your daily operations. It uses these digital bridges to pull data out of ExecCT or CareStack in the background.
Okay, so it's reading the data without interrupting the flow.
Right. It reads the schedule, sees a gap for high-value treatments like implants, and triggers the marketing layer to push a specific campaign to fill that gap. It connects the marketing, the bookings, the compliance, and the revenue into one joined-up approach.
All without your front desk ever having to open a new tab or change their workflow. That makes so much more sense. It's an oversight and execution layer, not a replacement.
Exactly.
So how do you actually implement something like this? When you look at how top clinics execute this transition, there is a very deliberate 90-day roadmap, right?
Yes, it has to be methodical. You can't just flip a switch on a Friday. Days 1 through 30 are purely about diagnosis and connection. This is when the system builds those digital bridges to your data sources.
Then everything hooked up.
Right. It reviews your website, analyzes your ad spend, checks your financial signals, and crucially, it runs a full compliance scan on night 1.
Which is a massive deal, and we are definitely going to dig into the compliance piece in a second.
Then moving into days 31 through 60, the focus shifts to prioritizing and establishing baselines. You fix the urgent, bleeding neck issues, build an active backlog of tasks, and lock in your current metrics.
Because you can't measure growth if you don't know exactly where you started from.
Precisely. Finally, days 61 through 90 are for systemizing and training. The goal here is to embed these new workflows so that continuous improvement becomes part of the practice's actual DNA, not just a temporary 90-day fix.
What really stands out to me here is that this isn't just a glossy strategy document that some consultant hands you before disappearing into the wind. It's a living operating system.
Yes, exactly.
The whole methodology is built on establishing quarterly plans across every single domain of the business: marketing, operations, finance, with measurable goals that are tracked weekly.
Because a plan is entirely useless if you aren't actually managing the business against it. To manage to this quarterly plan effectively, this layer has to read and analyze everything the practice does on a daily basis. That is how you transition from reactive firefighting to proactive strategy.
But a 90-day plan is just a piece of paper if you don't know what's actually happening in the clinic day to day. Here's where it gets really interesting. This system constantly reads the business every single night while you are asleep.
Right, it never clocks out.
It pulls daily reporting from those core systems we just talked about. It analyzes social media engagement, financial data, appointment patterns, and compliance status.
Mm.
Let's talk about the blind spots this system uncovers, because the real-world night one findings from clinics implementing this are honestly mind-blowing.
Oh, the examples really highlight the sheer volume of details a busy principal dentist simply cannot monitor. For instance, during a nightly scan, the system found a massive revenue leak at one practice regarding a treatment called Nightless.
Which is a specialized laser treatment for snoring and sleep apnea, right?
Correct. The practice had a very well-produced YouTube video explaining the treatment. It had 225 views and incredibly high viewer retention.
Which means warm, highly interested patients were sitting there watching the whole thing.
Exactly. But the system flagged that there was absolutely no landing page for those patients to click and actually book an appointment. It was a complete dead end.
That is agonizing.
Yeah.
You did the hard work of getting their attention. You educated them on a high-value treatment. And then you just slammed the door in their face because nobody connected the video to the booking system.
It happens all the time.
And it's not just missing links, is it? The system also flags structural SEO damage. Like in one case, it found a practice with 6 duplicate pages on their website, multiple pages for implants, multiple for whitening.
Which mechanically destroys their search ranking. Search engines get confused about which page is the actual authority, so those pages end up competing against each other. It actively dilutes the practice's authority on their most lucrative commercial keywords.
Wow, so you're basically fighting against yourself.
Exactly. The system also routinely finds outdated content, like old COVID-era triage policies still indexed by Google, which damages patient trust because it just makes the clinic look abandoned or disorganized.
But the absolute biggest blind spot, the klaxon that should be going off for any practice owner in Australia, is the compliance factor. For context, if you're practicing in Australia, you fall under AHPRA.
Yes, the Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency.
Right, and they have arguably the strictest healthcare advertising rules globally. Like, you cannot use patient testimonials. You cannot promise specific clinical outcomes.
And the scary reality is most practices are actively non-compliant and don't even realize it until they get a formal regulatory warning. On night one, the system scanned a practice and flagged an enormous red flag, a Google review widget embedded directly onto their homepage.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this widget automatically pulled in 5-star reviews where named patients were describing specific successful clinical outcomes of their surgeries.
Which the practice probably thought was amazing marketing. They just wanted social proof, like any normal business.
Of course they did. But under AHPRA guidelines, that is an active breach. Having a system that systematically scans every page, every social post, and every automated review widget nightly is an incredible shield against severe regulatory action. Manual checks just cannot keep up with dynamic website widgets.
Okay, so finding all these issues, the Nightlace leaks, the duplicate SEO pages, the AHPRA breaches, that is incredibly valuable.
Right.
But I'm looking at this from the perspective of an already exhausted practice owner.
Naturally.
If you just hand me another dense dashboard with 40 flashing red lights every single morning, you've completely defeated the purpose. You've just given me more admin. So how does the system not just become another stressful reporting tool?
That is the genius of how this management layer is architected. It does not just dump raw data on you. It synthesizes the data using an advisory council made up of specialized senior management personas.
Personas, like AI agents.
Exactly. Think of it as having a virtual CEO, a marketing manager, a finance lead, and a compliance officer. Mm-hmm. They digitally read all this data, and then they essentially argue about the priorities behind the scenes based strictly on your quarterly plan.
Wait, what do you mean they argue? How does a system argue with itself?
Let's look at a concrete scenario. Say the marketing AI spots a brilliant new patient review about a successful implant surgery. It argues, we need to publish this immediately. It will drive $10,000 in revenue.
Right, doing its job.
But the compliance AI instantly flags it and argues, no, that breaches AHPRA Section 4 by promising a specific clinical outcome.
Okay.
Yeah, and the system doesn't just pass that conflict to you to figure out. The CEO AI steps in, weighs the competing priorities, and says, okay, rewrite the copy to focus purely on the patient's comfort and the clinic's state-of-the-art technology without mentioning the clinical outcome. Then push it to the approval board. It resolves the friction before you ever even see it.
Hold on, though. You're describing an AI that reads everything and rewrites content.
Mm.
How is this fundamentally different from me just pasting my website text into ChatGPT and asking it to find errors?
Yeah.
Why invest in an entirely new structural layer?
Well, what's fascinating here is the mechanical difference. It is profound. ChatGPT is a blank slate. It starts from absolute zero every single time you open a new window. It doesn't know your practice's history.
Right, it has no context.
Exactly. It cannot read your live appointment schedule and care stack. It doesn't cross-reference its answers against the latest AHPRA advertising guidelines. And it certainly doesn't track progress against your specific quarterly financial goals.
So it's just guessing based on general internet data.
Yes. But this management layer is a purpose-built, closed-loop system. It has memory, it has context, and it has a direct, secure integration with your actual business data.
And the feature that I think will completely change the game for the listener is how you interact with it. You don't even have to read the reports these personas generate. You can literally talk to your management team on the phone by voice.
It completely changes the dynamic of practice management. I mean, imagine you just finished a brutal shift in the chair, you're washing your hands, and you can simply ask the system out loud, "Walk me through our social media performance this month."
Just like talking to a real manager.
Exactly. And the marketing manager persona will reply audibly in plain English using your actual data. You can ask the finance lead why laboratory costs are trending up this quarter. You can ask the CEO to explain why fixing the emergency dental webpage was ranked as the number one priority this week.
It's conversational, it's data-driven, and you aren't squinting at a spreadsheet on your phone while walking to your car in the dark.
Exactly.
But as incredible as it is to talk about the data and get these synthesized recommendations, someone still has to actually do the work. Like someone has to log into WordPress, fix the website architecture, write the AHPRA-compliant blog posts, and reply to the Google reviews.
And that is where the transition from pure advice to actual execution happens. This senior management layer doesn't just tell you what's broken, it physically executes the fixes.
Wait, it does the work?
Yes. It drafts the localized blog posts. It builds the missing landing page for that Nightlays video. It drafts the appropriate compliant responses to your patient reviews. It carries the heavy load of execution.
Which is the ultimate dream. Mm. But knowing how fiercely protective dentists are of their reputation, handing over the keys to an automated system is pretty terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
What are the guardrails? If this system is writing clinical content and responding to public reviews, how do we know it won't go rogue and publish something factually incorrect or damaging to the brand?
The safety net is absolute by design. The system operates under strict, unyielding guardrails. Nothing public-facing, not a single blog post, social media update, website change, or review response goes live without your explicit approval.
Okay, so it queues it up for you.
Exactly. Everything the system executes is sent to a simple, centralized approval board. You review the draft, and with a single tap on your phone, you approve, reject, or request a tweak. You retain total high-level control of your campaign direction and public messaging, but you never have to spend 3 hours staring at a blank screen writing a first draft yourself.
So you are stepping into the role of an editor and approver,
yeah,
not a creator from scratch.
Right.
And speaking of creating content, we really need to dig into how this system structures that content, because the entire landscape of how patients find dentists is undergoing a massive shift. The old rules of search are dying. Can you break down this new frontier? We're looking at SEO, AEO, and GEO. What does that alphabet soup actually mean mechanically for a dental practice?
This is perhaps the most critical shift for future-proofing a practice. For 20 years, digital marketing meant traditional search engine optimization, SEO. A patient types dentist, implant Sydney into Google, and you structure your website to hopefully appear in the 10 blue links.
Classic Google search.
Right. But that era is ending rapidly. Today, patients are utilizing answer engine optimization, AEO. They are in their cars or kitchens asking Siri, Alexa, or Google Assistant, who is a highly rated dentist near me, for crowns.
And voice assistants don't read out 10 blue links.
Exactly. They return one single answer. If your content isn't structurally formatted to be that exact answer, you simply do not exist to that patient.
Wow.
And then we have generative engine optimization, or GEO.
Which is the ChatGPT factor.
Right. Patients are increasingly bypassing traditional search entirely. They go to AI tools like ChatGPT or Perplexity and type, "I'm anxious about getting dental implants. What specific technology should a modern clinic use to make it painless?"
And those engines write out a whole essay.
They do. They synthesize a complex answer, but they actively cite specific practices and authoritative content to back up their claims. Most dental practices are entirely invisible to AEO and GEO algorithms. What this management layer does is structure every single piece of content it executes to speak to all three algorithms simultaneously.
So it hits all three birds with one stone.
It optimizes for the search engines, the answer engines, and the generative engines in one pass. Your local competitors haven't even heard of this yet.
It's literally future-proofing the practice's visibility. Now, let's talk about the reality of the business model here. Because when a practice owner hears custom AI management layer and integrated APIs, they immediately think of massive enterprise software, the kind that costs hundreds of thousands to build and then locks you into $15,000 a month licensing fees forever.
And that's a completely valid fear. But the economic model here is fundamentally different because it is an owned asset, not a perpetual rented SaaS subscription. You pay a one-time build cost up front to establish the architecture and the integrations. The founding rate is typically $19,500 for the first in an area, usually around $39,000.
Okay, so it's a structural investment.
Yes. But the critical distinction is the ongoing operating cost. Because the system runs on open source frameworks on your own dedicated hardware, you aren't paying massive monthly licensing markups. Your direct running costs drop to literally just the raw computing power to run the servers, which averages around $250 a month.
And the fact that it runs on dedicated Australian servers isn't just a technical detail, is it? It's a massive legal necessity for patient privacy.
Oh, it is absolutely non-negotiable. The data sovereignty is built into the foundation. To protect patient privacy, the system utilizes tokenized data.
Can you explain tokenized data for us? How does that work in practice?
Essentially, before any data leaves your core practice management system to be analyzed, it is tokenized, meaning the system actively strips out and replaces sensitive details like actual patient names, Medicare numbers, and dates of birth with random encrypted strings of text.
So the AI never sees who the person actually is?
Right. The analytical layer can read the patterns. It knows an appointment happened and revenue is generated, but it never sees the actual human being's identity. It is fully compliant with the Australian Privacy Act, utilizing VPN-only access with zero public internet exposure. It is a closed, secure loop.
Which brings us back to the ultimate big picture. By putting the senior management layer in place, you automate the execution, you secure the data, and you remove the bottleneck. You, the listener, finally transition from being the exhausted, stressed-out fixer of every minor operational crisis to being the actual director of your practice. So what does this all mean when we strip it back? What is the ultimate value of making this shift?
The ultimate value is sellability. You are fundamentally transforming a high-paying job into a durable, transferable asset. Think about the reality of your practice right now. Every strategic decision, every marketing workflow, every nuance of compliance is trapped inside your head.
Yeah, you are the business.
And if you step away tomorrow, the practice grinds to a halt. It has no sellable value beyond the physical dental chairs and the building lease, but a systemized practice, one with documented processes, an automated marketing engine driving AEO and GEO, built-in HPRA compliance checks, and clear, transparent financial analytics that is an autonomous asset. That is a business someone will actually pay a premium to acquire.
You've spent years carrying your patient's anxiety in the chair and carrying the heavy weight of the business home with you every single night. If a potential buyer look at your practice tomorrow, not your expensive equipment, not your x-ray machines, but how the business actually functions without you physically standing in the room, what would they see? Is it a self-sustaining business or is it just you?